It's 8:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The data confirm it was one of the warmest ever years in Colorado. The state saw the fourth warmest fall ever recorded, and it's the eighth warmest year overall in 131 years of recorded weather data. December will also likely rank high. It's already broken records with highs in the 60s. December 11th set record highs statewide when temperatures on the eastern plains reached the 70s. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says that doesn't bode well for spring.
We don't know yet how it's all going to end up, but at least at this point, it's been a very slow start to the snow accumulation season.
He says the extremes are a result of climate change. The state also saw a very warm summer, with the hottest days of the year being August 7th, when it was 109 Fahrenheit in both Los Animas and Lamar. Colorado now has more than two dozen state-regulated centers providing psychedelic-assisted therapy. It first started permitting those businesses earlier this year. Denverite's Kiara Damari spoke with a facilitator in Aspen.
Sanctum is the first licensed healing center on the Western Slope. It's owned and operated by Skippy Mesereau. He was a member of the Governor's Natural Medicine Advisory Board, who created the guidelines around psychedelic-assisted therapy. Mesereau turned to psilocybin therapy years ago in Costa Rica, before it was legal anywhere in the U.S.
I think there's something really beautiful about simply getting to cultivate the space for an inner-directed journey, putting 100% of your trust and belief in the client, seeing them reciprocate that, and then just watching the magic happen.
Colorado voters legalized psilocybin and decriminalized some other plant-based psychedelics in 2022. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
This is KRCC and CPR News.